Salem voted overwhelmingly in favor. I think it was a little over 60% to allow for recreational marijuana facilities. And so now we're trying to figure out how can we zone for this? Because if we don't make some zoning decisions, then it's essentially just carte blanche and anybody can set up a shop wherever there's a retail district. So we really wanted to hammer this out and figure out how to get it done and make sure that we had some local control over this. And so it initially started with a joint public hearing with the planning board, and then the planning board, then with joint public hearings, it's this clock that starts. So this clock started back in September, and we had to make a decision before February 27th, or else it had to all start all over again. So we had, so the joint public hearing was in, I think it was like October, November, and then from there we had to make a decision. And so then it went to the Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs Committee, and they had about a 2.5-3 hour meeting earlier this week, and then they made a decision, so it was coming out to the floor to be further discussed. And so then this turned into a long discussion, and really the discussion centered around where the Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs Committee, which we all just call it OLA, O-L-L-A, so OLA. So OLA decided that they wanted it just to be in the B5 district, which our police chief had serious concerns about it just being located in one place. Because the other thing to keep in mind is that with the state regulations, we can have up to 20% of our liquor licenses can be for recreational marijuana facilities. So we can have up to 4 marijuana facilities potentially. And at last night's meeting, there were a couple of gentlemen who were there that said, hey, we're really interested in doing this. And so the planning board had recommended our B2 zone, B4, B5, BPD, Business Park Development, and then industrial. And so the OLA committee said, no, we don't want it in B2. We don't want it anywhere near any residences. And then one of the counselors who has Salem State in his ward said, Salem State doesn't want it anywhere near them. And so then this turned into essentially the volleying and the back and forth. And so it was probably a good... Probably our meeting was 4.5 hours last night, so it was probably a good 2.5 of that meeting.
NIMBY politics, not in my backyard. But people are in favor of it, but they don't want it set up in their backyard. They want it across town somewhere.
Right, and I think that this is what I think is concerning people a bit, because I think people are worried about maybe on-site consumption, perhaps, but that's not allowed in our state law right now. So this is really just selling. And so one of the concerns was that the Ward 7 counselor had expressed concerns about having a 1,000-foot buffer from any kids or playgrounds or I think religious structures as well. And in my ward, in Ward 6 in North Salem, we have a medical marijuana facility. And when medical marijuana facilities were regulated and developed by Department of Public Health and with the state legislature, they said a 500-foot buffer. Now, where the facility is in my ward, it's over 500 feet from the nearest playground and nearest, it's the Children and Families that's near there, but it's not within it's less than 1,000 feet from both of those areas, the playground and the Children and Families building. And so this was concerning, that if we change it and we go above what the state is requesting, A, we're outside of what the state said, because the state specifically said you can make it less than the 500 feet, but you can't make it over the 500 feet. Uh-huh. And so this turned into a long discussion with the mayor, the police chief, our assistant city solicitor, who kept explaining over and over again that we really can't go above the 500 feet. And so we ended up overall going with the 500-foot buffer and then also bringing it back to the B2 district, because we have so many B2 districts. So, like, for example, a B2 district is Highland Avenue, and speaking with the mayor about this and speaking with the police chief about this, I said, hey, you know what, if we're treating this like these are package stores, we have a package store on Highland Ave. So what are they saying? Are these counselors that are against the B2 saying, oh, well, if we could have our druthers, if we could do it all over again, we wouldn't even have a package store on Highland Ave? I don't think they would say that. So thankfully we did get the B2 back.
Okay.
So, and for the most part, other than around Salem State, we have the 500-foot buffer.